Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the 75th International Venice Film Festival, and I'm here with Ramin Bahrani, director of Bloodkin.
Hello, good to see you.
Good morning. Your film is a documentary about Austin Eversole killing. Not the Austin Eversole killing, but made by Austin Eversole. How did you get interested in this specific story to tell you in this way? Why did you choose this?
We were searching for a story about parricide, teenagers who have murdered their mother or father. I thought it could be a good subject because there's something mythic about it from ancient stories until now, and also very frightening and connected to gun violence. And I think this theme of family and connection between children and their parents is somehow lurking in some of my films, so it seemed like a good way to explore the
idea. And it's actually an issue that is really present in any film ever.
Yes.
You know, the family issues are always, the family bond and the family issues is normally are those that are starting stories or tragedies. You chose a kind of like a documentaristic but not a point of view in terms of very not giving any kind of moral evaluation or taking sides or anything. Was it hard to make those people talk about their specific tragedy, because it was all the key persons you interviewed were involved?
No, not really. I like to talk to people and I like to hear their stories and know what they're thinking and feeling. And if you're honest with people and you're straight with them, usually they like to talk and they want to share something, and you're searching for what's inside their soul. You're not searching for the facts of a case, or I'm not there to prove somebody's innocence or guilt. I'm more curious what is inside their soul and how do they feel and how do they see themselves and the situation.
I was really touched by the way that Austin Eversole, the guy that killed his father, was talking, because he was like a regular guy, 18-year-old guy at that time of the interview, I believe, and he was like relaxed, and there was no struggle in him. He wasn't showing any kind of struggle. Was it how long did you interview him to get the excerpts he used?
The prison gave me 1 hour. And we talked maybe an hour and 40 minutes before finally they came and said, you have to stop now.
And so you made it only once?
I shoot the whole movie in 4.5 days.
Oh, God, so you made it only once, yes.
Yeah, because I talk a lot with Werner Herzog before I make the film about how does he work, because I like, for documentaries, I love Werner Herzog and Agnes Varda are my favorites. And, you know, Werner said, don't do pre-interviews, talk one time, very sharp and concise, and go. And I thought it would be good to do that. And, of course, it's very frightening in a way how the boy talks because he's so calm, especially when you see the home movie footage, which there's the mother shot a lot of home movie footage. And also there's an audio tape his friend recorded the morning of the murder where he calls his friend asking to help him kill his father. But also you should know that until the age of 24, 25, your frontal lobe hasn't developed yet. And a human being has no understanding of long-term consequence. This is why when we're teenagers, we drive recklessly and do crazy things, because we don't understand long-term consequence. So I don't think he fully grasps the severity of what he's done when he did it, and maybe not even now.
I understand.
And yet, in America, they try him and put him in prison as if he is an adult.
Yeah, because it was he used a weapon, so...
But he was 16. But he's in prison as an adult, which is a little bit disturbing.
Actually, there was this dialogue with the Bond guy saying that, on his opinion, if you ever got in your head and you decided to pull the trigger, you are an adult automatically.
I like this man very much. And also remember, his 6-year-old daughter asked him to learn how to shoot a gun, and he teaches her.
Yeah, this is you know, for us European, this is always weird.
Iranian also. Because in Iran, where my parents are from and where I lived for 3-4 years, in Iran, if you have a conflict with somebody, you slap them and punch them and yell, and then the whole street would come and pull you apart, and everyone would start shouting, And then they would make you kiss and make up and have a tea together, which is good because at least you get your emotion out. You let the aggression go away. Then you cry and you apologize and you kiss and you mourn and you move on with the life like a therapy. But in America, they just pull the gun and shoot. And God forbid you're black or brown or Muslim, then they don't even talk. They just shoot.
Just shoot without...
Yeah.
My last question is this one. Did you... While you were interviewing people, did you realize if everyone has the exact pulse of what happened? Because, for example, the cousin of the blonde guy, the blonde girl...
The sister-in-law.
The sister-in-law. She was saying that she thought it was demon-possessed.
Yes, you which should have of an course exorcism. Is
not, yeah. And, but she was pretty serious saying this. She was really believing. Do you think that religious had to do something about it?
Well, of course it's Texas, so it's a religious state. But why not? I don't discount her. I take her very seriously. Why shouldn't she believe that? Mm. Even when I show the film to my father, who lived, born and raised in a village in Iran, he said for him it seemed very normal, her opinion, that someone could be possessed by a demon or a div or a some kind of a devil. And his teenage friend from childhood believed he did astral projection.
Yeah, right.
Which some people believe in that. I shouldn't judge, as you said, what people think or believe. I'm just presenting situations and searching to the soul. What is the connection between blood?
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Ramin Bahrami, director of Blood Kin, from the 75th International Venice Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.